you're just pandering to the crowd because they're a bunch of fucking prepubescent acting assholes stuck in one room writing on signs because they think it's hilarious because they read it on Reddit. Newsflash, 99% of things on Reddit aren't funny.
Yeah, including us.
Up to and including us.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Tower Dive. I, of course, am your humble toy collector, Captain Hook. And with me, as always, is the Kung Fu Grip Master himself, Pan the Man.
We're going to go to Rag Games, and we're going to take back all our action figures.
So what's going on, man?
Oh, you know, nothing. Just opening weird project caches and getting shit for it.
Well, speaking of project and cash.
Cashish.
Did you happen to see the project toys that are coming out?
Quote-unquote toys.
Pipeline? Yeah, well, you can pre-order them despite the fact that you can't actually see what they look like.
Yeah, you can just see some dumb rendering of what it might look like.
You did like a 3D render of, hey, this is what we'd love for them to look like, but we'll see what happens.
We'll see.
When we fire up the old 3D printer.
We'll see if Kaboom Gaming can manage to hit their quota and put all their pieces together.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if Bishictus knows to put the right arm on the right side and the left arm on the left side.
Because that's how you get into the world is a wild card, right?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
It's all about hitting the manufacturing goal for Riot, not necessarily about playing your games.
It's all about sweatshopping in the Riot fucking warehouse. and whoever builds the most worthless toys is that's it. You're the wild card. Actually, the two teams, because there's two wild card spots. So
right,
you know, ultimately, it's like, all right, we've got Kaboom down here, we've got Bishictus, we got Pain Gaming.
Yeah,
what the fuck is this? Half of these toys are missing legs. Get out.
This one's not even painted.
Get out of here. You're out. I don't care who's on your team. You're out of here.
Rick Fox thought he was buying a League of Legends esports team, but in reality, he was just buying sweatshop employees.
Really just buying sweatshop employees. Mm-hmm. And they just walk in and, you know, like the door to the warehouse opens up and they look up like a scene out of Oliver Twist. And then, like, this, but it's like Freak, and he just has all their shit in a garbage bag, and he just fucking throws it at them. Get the fuck out. You suck. Congratulations, Bishictus. Kaboom. Welcome to world. They're just standing there. I mean, that's ultimately why you don't get any house tours of any of those wild card teams. Because how interesting is it to bring a film crew and an interviewer to walk around a warehouse and look at a bunch of Turkish kids hiding in a cardboard box?
It's not even a refrigerator box. It's like an IKEA desk box. It's very flat.
Yeah, it's flat. Then you have to put all that shit together.
It's like a sleeping bag, really.
It's like a lean-to. It's just a stick holding it up. But it doesn't rain inside of the warehouse, so that's a positive.
That's good, yeah.
It's not an open-air warehouse.
No air conditioning, though, so that's the trade-off.
I mean, really, though, when you break it down to, I mean, you know, let's get serious for a minute. If the project skins suck,
yeah,
it's Ghostcrawler's fault.
Oh, absolutely. Everything's always Ghostcrawler's fault.
Let's really just kind of pin the tail on the donkey here.
Boop.
And it's just, you know, Greg Street. Why did you make shitty project toys?
Yeah. Well, why did you...
Why did you allow this to happen?
Yeah. Why did you, you know, fucking raise the price of all these skins so that they're unaffordable?
Yeah.
Greg Street.
Why don't you go into the toy-making division of Riot Games with your martini in hand and tell them, stop making shitty toys, and then just walk out?
Yeah. That's what he should be doing.
That's game design, baby. Right there.
That's lead game design.
They call that shit game motherfucking design.
Macro managing.
He walks into the office, says, stop making things suck. Sips his coffee from his mug that says world's okayest game designer. And then starts to walk out, stops and goes, designed. And then walks out.
And then theme music plays.
Exactly.
Bum, just like, bum, just, bum.
Just like arbitrary music just playing. It's like, what is that? Where is that coming from?
Ghostcrawler came in. He does that.
When Ghostcrawler came in. And then like when he leaves, slowly there's just like a trail of smoke following him.
Yeah. And then the building blows up. But he doesn't look at it because he's that cool.
That's how cool the building blows up with all the people in it. That's why Riot never gets anything done because they're constantly blowing up their employees. Greg Street, stop killing all of our employees.
God damn it. We know you like to make an exit, but Jesus Christ, they had families.
Well, you know me. I like to make a spectacle of things. God damn it, when we brought you here from Blizzard, we didn't expect you to just mass murder our design teams. Well, listen, you have to break a couple of design eggs to make a design omelet. Stop using the word design. You don't even know what it means in this regard. So yeah, Greg Street, Ghostcrawler, your fault.
That's
stop
his fault.
Fucking up.
Yeah, stop putting cooldown reduction on every item.
I expect better toys out of you.
Yeah. That's the real issue.
Ultimately, that is the real issue
here. Yeah, that's the real problem with Riot Games. It's not that they have a bum Challenger series, or the fact that their meta's fairly stale, or the fact that their toys look
they
like
don't,
dick.
It's the fact that they make fucking garbage quality toys on a 3D printer that can be bought on Amazon for $315.
And ugly-ass t-shirts. I mean, let's be real. Who's buying Project Skin t-shirts? I mean, really.
Listen, here's the thing. If there was a cool League of Legends t-shirt, I'd consider buying it.
I might, yeah.
Consider it. I'd put it under advisement in my most trusted counsel.
Your wife?
No, I would never ask her. She would say no immediately. Yeah. So I'm thinking about getting a League of Legends shirt. No. It doesn't matter what it is. It could literally, there could be a champion, you know, with her name saying,
yeah,
is awesome. And she would still be like, absolutely not.
Yeah, no way.
You're a loser. What's your
problem? Stop being a faggot.
Stop being such a fucking
And then she slaps you in the face.
It slaps you. Not even closed, not even open palm. Closed fist. Yeah. Punch in the face.
And then she kicks you out of the house and you have to go work in the Riot Games Toy Factory to make ends meet.
I show up at the Riot Games Toy Factory with like the stick and the polka dot, sack on it over my shoulder. It's like, knock on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Got any room for one more?
Yeah.
And then Greg Street throws Pain Gaming shit at me and tells me, no, get the fuck out of here with those assholes.
We're full.
It's like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, but then you tell him that you met Kobe this one time and he goes, well, that's a horse of a different color, and he lets you in.
Well, why didn't you say so? Well, that's a horse of a different color.
But then they find out that you interviewed Chris Baddowy, and then they kick you right back out.
They open the door up and they go right that way, and I go in it just to go out a back door, and I'm really outside the building again. Hey, wait a second. We heard your Baddowy interview, asshole.
Yeah. How dare you take his side?
You really think we were going to let you in to these hallowed halls?
Hey, this is a sweatshop.
This is
you get corrugated aluminum for your walls.
Yeah, right. If you have any walls.
It's not even a sweatshop, it's just a roof.
this is just an aluminum roof. Nope. Deal with it. So playoffs.
This joke might have gone on too long.
We definitely kept that one going a long time. That was good. I liked it. Yeah. I like keeping Dizzy. He was very family guy.
Yes and.
Yes and. what is this?
So this was the last regular week of the summer split.
Well, I don't know if any of these weeks have been regular, but it was the last regular week of LCS.
Maybe regular in the sense of pooping. That's
twice a day.
That kind of regular, yeah.
I like it. So yes, so it was the it was the bowel movement regularity season is now over.
It was actually a pretty good week if you discount the TSM games.
I was gonna say it was actually a pretty good week.
Yeah.
If you like any of the top five teams.
Right.
If you don't, it doesn't matter because the rest of them are bad.
Yeah, if you're an Echo Fox fan, sorry.
If you're an Echo Fox fan, sorry since week two.
Yeah, better luck next year, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
They might be better if Rick Fox actually plays.
He might be better, yeah.
Or if maybe after every loss, he challenges the other team to a game of basketball.
That's what they should start doing. Hedging the bets, you know. They lose the bet. They lose the series. But then Rick Fox is like, double or nothing, and then he challenges the basketball.
Exactly, and then challenges the... But all five of them versus him.
Yeah, that's the only way to be fair.
I'll be honest with you, I think he wins anyway.
Probably.
Like, going away, too. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, all right, here we go. We've got Hauncer covering Rick Fox, and Bjergsen also covering Rick Fox. Mm-hmm. And Rick Fox just looks at them, laughs, and just shoots over their head.
Right.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Fuck. It's my house. Yeah. It's my house, bitch. But anyway, back to the playoff teams, because Echo Fox is so far from that.
Yeah. Unless what's the opposite of a playoff team?
Unless you consider the promotion tournament a playoff.
I mean, it kind of is.
So really, in essence, the seventh place team is the worst team in League of Legends.
Yeah, because they're not doing shit.
Because they don't make the real playoffs or the loser playoffs.
Right.
So they're just sitting around with their thumbs up their asses.
Yeah, they get a fucking summer vacation.
Yeah, they just get vacation starts.
Everyone head down to the beach. They're fucking grilling hot dogs.
Yeah, so they don't do shit. All the real teams are in the playoffs, and all the bad teams are in the loser playoffs, which is what I'm referring to as the promotion tournament, obviously. Ultimately, like I said, we were saying Rick Fox was going to beat the whole team in basketball.
Yeah. That's how you win the LCS. You challenge Andy Dinn to a one-on-one basketball game and you just dunk on his face. I think that's what should happen.
No, I bet you, dude, Reginald is definitely one of those guys who gets the ball and is just taking threes from all over the place.
You think so? Or he's attempting to shoot free threes, but they're just bouncing off the rim. Or
and he's making rain!
He's Kobe. Like, hook shot.
Yeah, he's out there, you know, thinking that he's an all-star, and really he's just a clown.
So a zero instead of a hero.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah,
for the most part. So anyway, the actual games, I won't lie and say that I watched all of them.
I looked into them. Actually, good games this week.
No, there was some good games. Yeah. I managed to try and catch parts of some of them in the time I was around when I was able to watch them. I can't watch them at work because they block Twitch at my work.
YouTube.
Yeah, but it's like the live stream gets fucked up. Like my work has something weird with live streams.
YouTube.
I know, with YouTube even. Like it's like throttled a bit.
Ugh.
A little bit. Not a lot, a little bit.
I blame the NSA.
It's probably their fault. And also Ghost Crawlers.
It's always Ghost Crawlers' fault.
It's definitely also Ghost Crawlers.
He's definitely watching the YouTube server status. And he's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hoax is watching the stream. Let's turn that bitch down.
Just tuning it down.
He tweeted something nasty at me.
Yeah, motherfucker. Which I did not do. That's a lie. Yeah. I would never tweet something nasty.
Who's got that kind of time?
Right, seriously.
God.
Motherfucker. But there was the crown jewel games of this week, I believe, is we will kind of key on. We're picking our moments here because, you know, maybe in the next show when we're breaking down playoffs, we'll have some friends in that are far more qualified to actually analyze games. Because you don't want to hear us analyze games.
No, we'd get it all wrong.
I don't want to hear us analyze games.
Yeah.
Because we don't. We don't do it well. We do it poorly. So we'll bring in other people who make us look smarter for bringing them on.
Or dumber, I think.
And in turn, we make them look really good with our ignorance.
Right.
So it's a two-way street, and everybody wins. But ultimately, so we're going to focus on these not really focus. I think to use focus with this show is kind of a misnomer. But we're going to key on these two games, and that was the first one is not El Clasico, because that's TSM CLG.
Yeah. Right.
Not La Clasica. That's Hooks versus Pan in Fantasy.
In Fantasy, yeah, that one's taken. That's trademarked too, you guys.
We've got that TM.
Yeah.
Got that TM. Don't even think about taking it.
Got that TM. I said, bitch, got that TM.
I will send my legal dogs after you.
Yeah, or a huge legal team.
Yeah, it's Wise Papa Smurf from Lola.
Is it?
Yeah, he's
my legal team. Do we have him on retainer?
By retainer, I mean I would ask him and be like, hey, I need you to sue somebody.
Yeah.
And he would be like, no. And I was like, oh, please?
Fine.
Please? What if I send you beer?
Can you send beer?
Why not?
I don't think you can mail beer.
Why not?
I don't think you're allowed to.
Well, I'm gonna do it.
Okay. Good luck.
Fortune favors the bold.
That's true.
Don't be such a fucking weenie.
Always ask for forgiveness, never for permission.
Exactly. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is for permission.
It's true.
Is the statement that you're looking
for. I like mine more.
It's wrong, though.
Mm. I wouldn't say it's wrong.
It's just incorrect.
Misquoted, maybe.
Yes, fine. Whatever makes you feel better. So, I guess we'll call it Das Klassik.
Is that German?
I mean, Das is classic. I don't think
what's
it is.
German for classic?
I don't know. I'm Italian.
I feel like it's probably a super long word that was a whole bunch of smaller words that they mushed together. So that's what you do in German language.
It's actually classic.
Well, that's boring.
With a K. K-L-A-S-S-I-S.
Oh, that makes it a little more exciting.
It's like klassisch. It's das klassisch.
It's probably just classic.
No, we're going to say klassisch.
Okay. Sounds more ethnic.
It does sound more. I mean, I can do a Google listen right now to it.
Okay.
Well, okay. Let's see what we got here.
Uh-huh.
Do your it best. Is klassisch.
Okay, nice.
So it's das klassisch.
I like it.
That's what TSM Immortals is now dubbed. You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Hashtag das klassisch.
Trademark Tower Dive.
Trademark Tower Dive. That's we got to cover our asses, right? Yeah. So anyway, so today, or rather not today, this week was das klassisch mm-hmm. between TSM and Immortals.
Right.
Man, they're messy.
It was kind of a shit show.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like that's when League in America is played at its finest, that's what it is.
Total shit show.
Just a fucking poop fest.
The whole fucking series was Hanser running into trouble. And then, or not Hanser, I'm sorry, Sven Skeren running into trouble and doing something stupid, and Bjergsen and Hanser pulling his ass out of the fire.
It was Pumbaa and Timon, Lion King live bait style.
Uh-huh.
You know,
they even had a song.
In the pre-games, they were like, all right, you know, Bjergsen's like, we've got a plan. And Sven Skeren's like, I'm all about it. Tell me it. And he looks at me and goes, live bait. And everyone looks at Sven Skeren, and he's looking around like, wait, what, me? He's like, oh, what do you want me to do? Dress and drag and do the hula? Boom. Luau! And then the game started. That was it.
And that's what they did.
Yeah, that's what they did. And then that was just how it went.
Yep. Every time Hanser, Sven Skeren does something stupid, fucking Bjergsen on the lane just fixes it. Never mind. Undo.
That's like Hans or I got me saying it. That's
I know.
Like Sven Skeren's like that's literally like if he was a video game character, that would be his special move when you hit triangle.
Yeah, the feign death
would be do something dumb. Like he's just fucking just another reason for me to dislike him, I guess.
Yeah, he's easily the worst person on that team,
and that's saying a lot. Yeah, sometimes.
And they have a rookie. And he's fucking killing it.
I thought you meant like worst person, like he's a bad person.
Oh, there's that too. Yeah,
I mean Sven Skeren's easily the worst person on the team.
Not a bad what's that dance where you like slide around on your feet? What do they call it? Shuffling. Yeah, not a bad shuffler.
Every day I'm shuffling.
Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Dance of hamsters.
He can always fall back on that.
Though. Yeah, professional shuffler. For the Scion commercials.
At least he has that.
Yeah. That's what he's going to do. If this TSM thing doesn't work out.
If this TSM thing falls apart, he's got that to fall back
on.
That's
good. It's always good to have a backup.
It really is. Yeah. No, I 100% agree. Mm-hmm. And a TSM came out on top.
Yeah, it was a 2-0.
Spoiler alert. TSM came out on top.
It didn't even matter.
Didn't those games Adrian die in like the first like 8 seconds or something?
In the second one, yeah, Adrian's fucking gives up first blood.
Yeah, like come on, man.
Yeah,
really.
Adrian's been having some rough couple of games.
Adrian is one of those guys where
he's a meta. He was a meta player where he had a huge. He was doing really well when the meta was favoring ranged healing supports. Now it doesn't really favor that so much.
Yeah.
And it's not great.
Not,
it's not great for Mr. Adrian.
Not the finest.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Not doing the finest there. They exposed his weakness in play because he can't play Karma,
when the meta shifted.
When the meta shifted from Karma, Soraka, and...
Well, Karma's still in it.
No, I know, but his Karma was not good.
No. Now he has to play it.
Yeah, now he has to play it because he was doing. It was Soraka.
Janna.
And, that's it. Was it Soraka and Janna?
Soraka and Janna. All day long.
I feel like there was another one in there for some reason.
No.
Maybe it was just that.
You're giving him too much credit.
I probably am giving him far too much credit than he deserves.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter. So yeah, so the meta shifted away from his comfort champions, yep. And now he's fooked.
And Hooney's just fucking all over the place, man. He tries so hard, and it's kind of biting him in the ass.
Directly in the butt.
Right, yeah. Somebody's got to suck out the poison. Every time fucking Hooney gets bit in the ass, Rainover comes out, tries to suck the poison right out of it. It's not working.
You got to suck the poison out. I don't want to suck the poison out, though.
Lips to cheek, baby.
Oh, God, no. But Hooney's game is totally, like, it's just he's a bizarre player.
Once you've got him figured out, he's not that big of a deal.
No, yeah. He's not that big of a deal. You're right. But it's just like, I mean, he's just kind of a frightening player because if he gets on top of you, mm-hmm. that's it.
Right.
It's like, just, you know, pack it in, man. That's it.
Yeah.
But if you manage to just get a little bit of a lead on him, you can tilt him very, very hard.
I'm not even sure if it's really tilting because I think he's going to do the same thing whether he's winning or losing. Right? He's fucking going ham boning. All day. Regardless. Regardless of lead.
Sorry, I'm ham boning.
Yeah. Ham boning will save your life.
Someone, man, ham boning gonna save your life. But yeah, no, it's just he's just one of those weird players who I feel like if you can just, yeah, get in his head just a little bit, mm-hmm. you can tilt him super hard. And he'll just keep going for it.
Yeah.
Thing is, he has no off button or no back off like mechanism in his head. Nope. It's just, nope, I'm gonna keep going at you.
He's
I'm
got o- one speed. That's
I am 0-15, but I'm coming at you, claws out, fangs bared. You know I'm coming, don't even care.
Yep.
And he dies again.
And then those poor casters try and put the most positive spin on it every single time.
Well, you know, he had a really good, the idea was there and the plan was there and it looked like he had him surprised, but, you know... Irelia has a full build and Hooney's playing Teemo in top lane, or he's playing fucking I don't know what the hell he's playing in top lane. He went Lucian top lane again and really had no chance, but it was a great idea. I mean, I would say, yeah. 10 out of 10, you know, sex.
He's only down 40 CS. Only, yeah. 40 in this situation, that's not bad.
He's only down 40 CS. I mean, he's down 8 kills, but only 40 CS. Yeah. And he took the tower.
He got the tower.
I mean, that's the only tower.
It's 35 minutes.
And it's the only tower that they have in the game. But he did take the tower. He did take the tower.
Yeah.
Because he was split pushing.
Good on you, Hooney.
So, yeah, you know what? Really, Hooney, MVP.
Never give up.
You know what? You just keep fighting the good fight.
God, for teams that we hate, we sure do talk about them a lot.
Well, because you can't talk about the teams that are doing well because they're not interesting. And oddly enough, these are the teams that are doing well. And it's easy to talk bad on teams that are doing well. That's especially true. When you don't like them.
Yeah, when you really don't like them.
And really, ultimately, you should be talking about the teams that are at the top of the division.
Right. Which is Immortals and TSM.
Which is Immortals and TSM, which it just makes sense then to hate them.
Yeah,
they make it so fucking easy. They're like that guy with a punchable face,
Martin Shkreli.
Well, there's a lot of people.
Yeah,
but I wasn't being specific. I was just saying like the guy with a punchable face.
Andy Dinn.
Anybody who has a punchable face, Martin Shkreli, Andy Dinn. These are all acceptable answers to that statement.
Yeah. Kind of Zach Braff.
Yeah, he's a little. I guess because he's just kind of just such a little art house douche.
Yeah.
He's got like a punchable personality.
You just want to punch him right in the feelings.
I want to punch him right where it hurts. The feelings. It's right there. And then kick him in the dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the TSM Immortals game was a little bit of a shit fest. And it just kind of cemented the fact that TSM, despite how the game sometimes looked,
right.
It has been on a roll this season.
Apparently everything's going according to plan.
Everything's, so. Everything's coming up Millhouse for them.
Right.
So, you know, good on them, bad on us, I guess. Because, we're in another couple of weeks, we're going to have to talk about them, that means.
Yeah.
All they had to do is finish in seventh
place. Not even weeks, months.
Yeah.
Months.
All they had to do is finish in seventh place and we could have been done with it.
Because I'm pretty sure TSM's going to Worlds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think they are.
Because they had a good spring split.
No, they didn't.
They had an okay split. They made it to playoffs.
Yeah, because they finished in the top six.
Yeah.
But remember, everything was really bad, and they were playing with Yellow Star, and it looked really bad for a
Yeah.
while.
But they still finished in playoffs.
Right, they finished
So
in the
they got the
playoffs. Yeah,
points.
no, they're going
So
there. They're
even
going
if they
to the playoffs.
don't win the LCS summer, they're probably still going to Worlds.
I think it.
Again.
Well, it depends on CLG. I mean, I guess there's a chance they couldn't, because C9, CLG, and Immortals are all there as well.
That's true.
And CLG has, spring split in their pocket.
Right, but did that mean a lot? I don't know. I
I
don't
think
think
it means
winning a
that
spring split by itself is enough to get you there.
it's not, for
Oh,
some
but they
reason.
have MSI.
Is that enough?
It's points. It's points on the board. I don't know. Who the fuck knows? Right? It's goddamn rules.
Yeah, they're
You can't
stupid.
just, you win 7 games and you get to go to Worlds. That's not the way it works.
Yeah,
We
just
went over
can't.
this earlier. You gotta put together the action figures.
You gotta put. You're not.
You gotta sell the chocolate bars and the coupon books.
You're not. Listen, you stand outside of that supermarket and you sell
I
those fucking action figures, all right? I don't care if you're just sticking it in the motherfucker's face.
know
You love Zed. I don't even know who Zed is. Please stop putting that on my face. It's got kind of rigid edges. It doesn't feel like it was sanded. Check this.
Here, take a box of
Yeah, here.
Samoas for
As
your
they're running
trouble.
away, as they're running away, you see him kind of cock it back and throw it like a goddamn grenade, and it hits him in the head. The guy running away, poof, just knocks him to the ground.
It's difficult. It's difficult to know how people progress in tournaments in this world now.
It's not for the faint of
Yeah.
heart. Not for the faint of heart. More important game though. The more important game that we're gonna key on
The other TSM game.
is the other
Yeah.
TSM. But not because it's a TSM game. Ultimately, we wouldn't have given a hot fucking, a hot steaming bag of monkey shit about
Yeah.
this
No
game.
one actually cares about TSM versus Energy.
No, literally, not even the players on TSM or Energy care about TSM versus Energy.
Yeah.
Maybe Energy did a little bit because if they won this game, which, spoiler alert, they didn't win that series.
Oh man, you ruined it for me.
Oh, wah. Cry about it, saddlebags. If they would have won, then they would have been in eighth place, that coveted eighth place spot where you get a bye in the first round of the
The loser
of
bracket.
the loser playoffs, aka the promotion tournament.
Relegation tournament.
Promotion tournament, they call it. You call it relegation
Yeah,
because
because you
you're
should feel
Glasgow,
bad about being in
which is why I call it the loser tournament.
it. Because you think they should feel worse.
I want them to feel worse. You want them to feel bad. I want to really hammer it home. Listen, you fucking losers.
You won one game.
You're playing for your lives. Your proverbial lives. Doesn't matter. Echo Fox is going to win the losers bracket. Because Froggen's going to want to have one of those vintage games where he has 9 million CS. And he just wins because they run out of fucking
He
minions.
wins the game of attrition.
The game runs out of minions and he wins. It goes tilt. And then that's it. Victory, Echo
It
Fox.
gets like a kill screen, like at the end of Pac-Man or something.
Donkey
After
Kong.
every, there's Pac-Man 2.
No, it was the Donkey Kong kill screen. Is
Everything had a kill screen back then.
no, but the Donkey Kong kill screen is legendary.
Okay, but everything had a kill screen.
Your face is gonna have a kill
I'm
screen.
gonna kill screen you.
No, you're not.
Okay? When I
You're
reach
not.
through this webcam, strangle your fucking neck.
No, you're not. You're not gonna do any of that. I'm
No.
gonna kill you. I'm gonna kill you like a man would in your sleep when you're not paying attention.
That's dark.
Yeah, right? I really went there. It's really happening too.
Spooky.
Oh, this is getting kind of
Yeah.
scary.
Jesus, you gotta calm down, man. This is
Hey
a podcast.
man,
It's not even a
we're all
well-received
friends here.
broadcast.
Maybe this is how we're gonna fucking step up the numbers by making it snuff.
Yeah. Tower Die the Snuff Film.
That could be interesting.
Yeah, that'll sell.
I'd pay to see that.
That'll sell like fucking
I like
gangbusters.
okay, well, I guess I hold on. I would pay to see that depending on what end of the snuff I'm on, I guess. Am I the snuffer or the snuffy? Because if I'm the snuffy, I'm not buying that video. I am out of that video. No way.
I quit. It's not my contract.
No way. I'm on Steven's team. That was a cable guy quote.
Oh yeah, it's kind of out of context. I
I know,
gotcha.
but it was the, but I was saying no way, and then I dropped. I'm on
I
Steven's.
gotcha. That was a tough one.
Right? It was
That was
good.
slipped right in there.
That's how I work, man.
Yeah.
I just kind of slip it right up in there,
That was nice.
so they don't even know.
So back to this energy game.
Back to this TSM Energy game, which
Yeah.
the most interesting part of it we're gonna get to, but might have been the conversation we just had.
The first game was, standard, right?
Yeah, TSM fucking steamrolled them.
And then, like, a day or two before the game starts, Reggie tweets out, if this gets 20,000 retweets, we'll play 10,000. Teemo.
It's 10,000.
Man, he really should raise his bar.
No, because he really wanted them to fucking play Teemo.
Why do you even need retweets to play Teemo in a game that doesn't matter for you?
I don't know. Why didn't you just tweet out, I'm an asshole, we're playing Teemo in game two?
That's what just he should have done.
Just tweet that out. Yeah. I mean, we all know it. It's not like, oh, shocker, Reggie admits to being an asshole. In other news, the sky is blue.
Yep. Dogs bark. Yeah. Water's wet.
Yeah. Holy shit. It's a crazy world we live in. So, game two. And there's so much posturing. There was so
Oh, yeah, with the posturing. Hovers.
The hovers and the people fucking, cheering.
Ooh, is it going to be Bjergsen? Is it going to be Hanser? Is it going to be Bjergsen? Is it going to be Hanser?
And Bjergsen's like, no way. It's not going to be me. I'm not playing it. Who fucking cares who's playing it? It's Teemo, your asshole.
Yeah, just, you guys are spotting energy a game.
Just take the forfeit and just move on to game three. Don't waste my time. ultimately, you're just wasting my time. And you know whose time you're not wasting? The assholes in the crowd.
Oh, yeah. They love it.
Begging for it.
They eat that shit up.
Begging for it, like the slutty girl at prom.
Whoa.
What?
I mean, I guess you wear that kind of dress, you're asking for it.
No, whoa. No. Don't. No slut shaming. She was actually slutty and was really asking for it, saying, give me that dick.
She's owning her body and the decisions that came with it.
Yeah.
It's feminism, really.
Ultimately, it was just a brilliant display of feminism. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. But no, seriously, though. So, yeah, the crowd is just begging for it. And Zyrine, looking at you, buddy, looking right at you, you could have been something. But no, you didn't do shit, and then you were an asshole, and then you said dank memes, and the crowd got
on air.
A collective boner, and it was just, you know, you could have stopped it. You could have said, hey, this is dumb. Stop cheering for Teemo. Ain't nobody got time for that shit.
Slash remake.
Yeah, slash remake.
Yeah.
You know, Zyrine could have pulled the plug on everything and be like, I'm not even going to allow this.
Puts the headset down, walks off stage.
If you're going to play, if he could have stood up and said, if you're going to play Teemo, you do not have my axe. Takes his headset off, drops the mic, and fucking leaves.
Well, I mean, the headset's attached to the mic, so.
Yeah, I know, but you have to drop the mic.
So I guess he drops the headset.
I don't like to destroy a good set of headsets.
So then he gently places the headset down, and then he just turns the mic like.
And he makes a hand gesture like he's dropping the mic.
Yeah, that's cool.
He makes the drop the mic hand gesture.
That's cool.
That's a better move. It's a better. But yeah, Zyrine, you could have done it, and you didn't.
No, you can't enable that kind of behavior.
You can't. This audience needs structure.
Yeah.
They need an adult figure in their life because Lord knows they don't have it, obviously, with their cheering for Ward Kills bullshit.
Yeah.
And listen, if you're one of those assholes and you're listening, I called you an asshole.
Fuck off.
Fucking deal with it.
Yeah.
If you're cheering for Ward Kills and hoping they play Teemo in competitive scene, why are you hoping they play Teemo? Can someone answer me why this is funny?
I don't get it. I mean, maybe we're missing something.
We've been in this game since season two.
Uh-huh.
We have no idea why it's funny. Oh, wait, because it's not.
Maybe it's just not funny. Maybe that's the issue.
This is not funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hanser picks Teemo.
They could have done, like, a dozen things, too.
Yeah, any number of things could have been funny. A whole Yordle team could have been funny.
Yeah, that would have been great. That would have really taken the joke to the next level.
Yeah, that would have been meta as fuck.
Yeah, that's how you troll a crowd.
Yeah, or picked all supports.
100% supports.
Everybody supports.
And maybe one ADC.
Not even.
Really, really do a Jugger Maw?
AD Sana.
AD Sana, yeah.
AD Sana, there, boom. There's your AD carry, AD Sana, done. Could have done something fun.
Fuck.
I mean, if you're gonna fucking mail it in funny.
Yeah.
Make the joke funny. That was the whoopee cushion.
Is it even a whoopee cushion? I think it's kind of like snakes in a peanut can.
it's all the same. You know, it's the smoke bomb.
It's the squirting flower on the boutonniere.
Yeah, it's the joy buzzer. You know, it's all of those. It's the kind of shit that you get at the dollar store. That's a dollar store joke.
Yeah.
Playing Teemo is a dollar store joke. And you shouldn't be thinking it's funny. You should be embarrassed. For yourself, for your teammates, for yourself again, and then for your parents for having to know that they had you and you made a stupid fucking joke.
And then at the same time, that you're supporting a team that does this.
Yeah, and you're pandering to an audience that thinks it's funny.
Yeah.
That cheers when wards are killed.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. You know, you got the Pink Court takes 5 hits. Woo!
Why is that...
Woo!
Why is that funny, too?
That's what it's like.
I know. It's like a kid in your ear going... Eh.
Holding up a sign saying, notice
Timo
me, senpai.
Timo have my babies.
Oh, God.
And then they made a big deal because he was Cottontail Timo. He's like, Timo Satan. And look, he's wearing that fucking cottontail.
That's not even the best Timo skin.
No, if you're going to do a Timo skin, you got to pick Omega Squad Timo. Because
the
that's
super
like,
serial one.
That's like death in his eyes,
Timo. And then you got to win.
Yeah, and
right?
Then you want to back it up with winning.
That's what they fucking lost with it.
Yeah, no one's impressed when you play a shitty champion and lose. That's kind of expected.
Yeah.
You know, that's like pitting a plat against a bronze. The bronze is going to lose. No one's shocked because the bronze picked the bad champion.
You're not getting any applause for that.
No, it's like, nope, not going to clap. Not going to clap.
You didn't earn it.
Yo, you expect, you know, fucking expected results. It's just, frustrating, you know?
What we're trying to say is you're better than that.
Are you really, though?
Well, we want you to be.
That's it. Aspire to be better than that.
Right.
If you're in that audience and you're in LCS, because listen, man, the people that are in that audience, you're fucking troglodytes, man. You are the.
Whoa.
You are.
Way harsh, Ty.
Listen, somebody has to set the record straight here. And I hope I'm wrong, but I don't feel like it is, because when I see people post stuff, it's, you know, they post, it's, you're the cringiest, troglodytiest, just meme so hardest people I've ever seen gathered in one location ever.
Instead of handing out Teemo hats, they should be handing out fedoras and neckbeards.
Not even fedoras, like jorts and
anime body pillows.
Yeah, and those bowling shirts.
Oh yeah, you gotta have the one stripe.
The Dragon Ball Z bowling shirt. Like that's it's George. Dragon Ball Z bowling shirt. Underneath it is like a t-shirt, but it's like a Disturbed t-shirt.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, Korn. Something, some 90s, early 2000s mall metal band.
Angels and Airwaves.
They're not anything like that. That's not even close to it. That was Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
Yeah.
They sounded like U2.
But really emo.
They're not emo at all. They sounded like U2 and sang spacey bullshit. No, man. Not Angels and Airwaves. If anything, it's like, you know, My Chemical Romance.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good. But, like, really, you're going with your Disturbed.
Yeah.
Your Breaking Benjamin. That's a good one.
I liked Breaking Benjamin.
Yeah, I know.
They had that album cover with the dude like this.
I don't know what you're saying.
Oh, well, it looked like I got my fingers crossed in front of my eyes. And, you know, he's the guy with the bald head.
Awesome. That's great. I'm really happy.
I liked Breaking Benjamin.
Sorry. You know, POD.
I was really angry. POD was Christian.
I know, and they were also terrible.
They toured with Five Iron Frenzy.
Yes.
He was also Christian. Sorry.
Who is also Christian? good call. Anyway, insert any of those bands. That's the T-shirt that they're wearing underneath their Dragon Ball Z bowling shirt.
Yeah, and their and their jorts.
And their jorts. And they say things like over 9,000.
But they say it like an actual conversation.
Yeah. Oh, it's over 9,000, you know, because they think everyone gets it. But you see, all of the troglodytes around them do get it and think they're hilarious.
Yeah. So funny.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And I'll tell you what.
Are we being too mean?
Probably we're being too mean. I think we are being too mean. But unfortunately, this is the burden that I bear.
Are we the playground bullies of the League of Legends scene?
You want to know what? You're probably would try to be their friend because
yeah,
you're a nice person.
I feel bad.
Because you're a nice person.
Everyone needs a friend.
And I'm not a bully, and I don't believe in bullying, but I also believe in being honest.
Uh-huh.
And if listen, straighten out your shit, man. You're fucking up.
Get all your shit, put it together.
What you look like right now, it's fucking up. You're fucking up.
You have fucked up now.
You have fucked up. Take those shorts, put them with that shirt, and burn them. It's polyester. It won't take long. Hold up your glasses to it, man. That shit will burn and incinerate instantly.
Yeah. Well-ventilated area, though, because the fumes can be a little toxic.
Just do it on the playground.
Yeah.
Just burn it on the playground. But yeah, and you know, it's just bad because they just fall into a stereotype. Like, they're falling into that stereotype. And I don't like to use stereotypes. And probably a lot of my friends have Dragon Ball Z bowling shirts and jorts and listen to Breaking Benjamin. And that's fine. I mean, listen, you're one of them right now.
Maybe not
the jorts and the bowling
shirt. I only hit one of those categories, so yeah, I think I'm okay.
Listen, that's a 30%. That's a 33% qualifier.
I think you can have one of those things. And you might... Well, okay, the Dragon Ball Z shirt you can't have. Right,
you shouldn't have.
That one just shouldn't exist.
That one
I think some people can pull off jorts.
Nobody can pull
I
off jorts.
I think...
Unless you're John Cena. John Cena's the only person
exactly.
that makes jorts
some people.
Work.
Some people can pull off jorts, and I think Breaking Benjamin's not that bad.
Okay, well, you're wrong in all three qualifiers, except that John Cena pulls off jorts.
Yeah.
Which I said.
So some people can pull off jorts.
One person.
That's some...
John Cena, which is also a meme. We're back to that.
We gotta stop memeing so hard.
We're not. We're just identifying situations that have created memes.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're being mean, but we're being real.
That's what I mean.
Ultimately, that's what Tower Dive is about. Real, being mean, being real.
Real
being
talk.
Being real mean. Which has nothing to do with this TSM versus Energy game.
No. One thing I will say about this game, though, if you watch, TSM did their fucking homework on Gank by Mom. I don't know if anyone noticed this. It was the game where Gank by Mom plays Cassiopeia. And this is, like, the one interesting part of
Was that the third game or the first game?
I think it was the first game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I think you're right.
Double Lift was on Ash.
Double Lift was on Ash a few times.
I think it was the first game. I don't know. But they did this play, like, two or three times. They did exactly the same every single time. They had Sven Skaren show himself near the bot River Bush in mid lane.
Live bait.
Right. Just kind of show. Just popped out. Didn't do anything stupid. Gank by Mom would always react the same way. He'd always start walking towards their side red buff. And then when he did that, Double Lift fires an arrow from bot lane and hits it. Fucking hit him like three times in a row. Exact same play.
Well,
that's actually kind of impressive.
Listen, call TSM whatever you want. Double Lift's a good player.
Yeah.
And so. Double Lift's had a fucking season.
I know.
And I give all the credit in the world to BioStar for making Double Lift happen.
BioFrost,
when I say BioStar. Not the motherboard company. While they make fine motherboards, BioFrost, I give all the credit in the world to for making Double Lift a better player.
He probably needs to change his name, though.
Probably.
BioFrost is a bad one.
His name is a little too serious. Plus, it sounds too close to the motherboard company.
Yeah. Maybe you can get a sponsorship.
Maybe they already have one.
Oh, maybe that's why his name is BioFrost.
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he likes during like, you know, when you play like an MMO and you're in a group and you're like, oh, I have to pee, but you don't type that, you just say bio, and that means pee.
Does it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, bio break is a bathroom break.
Oh.
And maybe he lives in a cold part of wherever he's from. Uh-huh. So bio frost.
I think it's
maybe
stretch.
when he pees it's like frosty pee. I don't know. I'm really pulling that one out.
Does he gotta go to an outhouse? Why is he not peeing inside?
Because he doesn't have plumbing.
He has no plumbing, but he has internet.
Well, you know, mistakes were made. And the priorities.
Yeah, this whole metaphor is falling apart.
And I didn't say it was good.
Yeah.
I never made that
whole
that
thing's falling apart.
Just right around me.
You gotta end
like,
it.
Like a house of cards.
Yeah.
I gotta end it like Energy ended that Teemo game.
You gotta end it like Freeze.
Quickly, like Freeze.
Like Freeze's career.
I was gonna go a little dark there.
Like Freeze's thumbs.
Oh, poor Freeze's wrists.
Yeah. He's had a tough season.
And he was replaced by Forgiven, obviously because of injury, who had like literally 45 minutes to practice.
You know what? Kind of pissed me off. It was during Prowley's interview, and he said, you know, Forgiven canceled some of his own plans to come help us out.
Oh, like, yeah.
What plans did he have? He lives in Greece.
Listen, big plans, right? He had big fucking plans.
His plan for that day was maybe shower. That was it.
Eat olives.
He bumped it to the next day.
Yeah, have some baklava, eat some olives. What were your plans? Really? What were your fucking plans? Go play League of Legends?
No, he's going to play Overwatch, probably. So, he's done with League of Legends.
play some solo queue and get fucking suspended for being an asshole?
It's just so dumb. And it's not like he did it for free. You know they paid him.
Yeah. Seriously, like, oh, good of my heart, I'll come and I'll help you guys.
Yeah.
My good of my heart.
You were writing you a check.
Pay me my motherfucking money. In cash. As for singles.
So stupid.
Yeah, I saw that too. It was ridiculous.
I think they lost too. I think they got 2-0'd.
H2K?
Yeah. I don't think they had a good week.
No, the H2K won.
Oh, did they?
They beat Fnatic.
Oh, I thought they lost.
They won all of their games.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah, that it was actually kind of ridiculous that
Put him on a contract. Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you guys?
No, because we've established now. There is now an established what Forgiven is. He can only play on teams for like 2 or 3 games at a time, and then he has to leave.
Yeah, because people get fed up with him.
What he needs to be is what LOD was last split.
Just the fucking ringer.
Like filling in, like the all world fill in for every team.
Yeah.
Like that, I think, is what Forgiven, because he's not on the team long enough for him to hate them or them to hate him.
And he's good enough to where it doesn't matter what his support is.
Because his mechanics are flawless. Yeah. I mean, his mechanics are flawless.
I know.
So as long as he just can play a little bit with these teams, then he's fine.
Yeah.
Perfect.
1 or 2 weeks. Not live with them either. With them.
Oh, no, no. He actually lives in Greece during this. Yeah. And then he just flies in at the last minute and plays with them.
You know, out of the goodness of his heart.
Because he's just a benevolent...
He's just a nice guy.
Just a benevolent chap. So, speaking of... Because we're kind of in those teams and kind of douchey people we're talking about. NukeDuck was quoted with saying how Vitality and Origin, he said that they're overrated. And, you know, despite that they did good last season... that they're just not very good teams.
I mean, I think at this point, anything could be overrated of Origin or Vitality. I mean, you could say that they're just a mediocre team, and yeah, they're overrated.
Well, I mean, Origin was like 4th place in the world last season.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And then they proceeded to totally implode.
Like, you talk about a nosedive like I've never seen before. But Vitality, I never thought was that good to begin with.
No.
What did they? What, you know?
They got cool uniforms.
It's kind of funny that NukeDuck's like, yeah, us and Origin are way overrated, and people are like, but you guys, no one rated you that high to begin with.
He's like, exactly.
Yeah, and I mean, I'll be honest, coming from NukeDuck, kind of an asshole anyway.
Sure, at least he's being a little humble about it.
I guess. Well, it's about time.
Unless he's not saying that, you know, he's not overrated, just his team is overrated.
He is very overrated.
No, man. He's fucking the pinnacle of League of Legends.
Even though
he hasn't been good since Lemon Dogs.
Well, yeah. I'm going to say he was part of that salty-ass Lemon Dogs team.
Everyone got banned.
Yeah, you look at that roster, man. It's NukeDuck, Mythy,
Tabs,
Dexter, and Zorazero.
Yeah.
Zorazero fell off the earth.
Probably because his soul was crushed by being on that team.
Having to be part of that fucking...
Holy God.
Troll factory. That's a rough...
Seraph scarred for life after playing with Dexter.
A lot of people are scarred
Nuke
for life.
NukeDuck got banned.
NukeDuck was an asshole. NukeDuck, that was under his own volition. The shit that he said was, like, making you blush, man. It's like, ooh. You know, not good stuff.
Yeah, it takes a lot to make me blush.
It takes a lot to make us blush. And then Reckless came out and was saying how Fnatic isn't playing up to expectations.
Yeah.
And despite that, they got back Yellowstar, and how they're good enough individually to beat teams that, individually are less skilled than them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that makes sense. But
they should be beating.
Yeah, when they play teams that are better teams than them, like play as a team better than they do, that's when they struggle. And they thought that they solved the problem by getting rid of Gamsu, who was the perceived weak link.
Mm-hmm.
But it just didn't solve anything because they have problems bigger than that. So it's really sad to see kind of Fnatic really having no idea of how to fix their problems.
Yeah.
And Reckless is really disappointed in their play. But you hope that they can rebound from it. I mean, they're in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
Fnatic always shows up in the playoffs, too.
You hope.
That's usually when
At least historically they have.
Oh, right. These games matter. Maybe we should play like real people.
Oh, right. Well, that was Origins used to be what their big thing was. you know, because they didn't practice or stream or even play League of Legends outside of LCS.
They're all fucking playing Candy Crush and Pokemon Go.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Fucking streaming Xbox games and shit.
Not even like fun, not even competitive games.
They're not even playing Smite.
Yeah, like, this is Minecraft.
Not even playing stuff that's like even, yeah, that even takes reaction time. One of them is playing Minesweeper. That's the opposite of reaction
it's,
time.
It's time to put,
you're sitting there staring like.
Increases APM. Retime it.
So yeah. So it should be interesting for the playoffs. I'm interested to see the matchups and I mean, you know, we've got this week is the loser bracket.
The loser tournament.
I think the first game is Team Liquid Academy and Phoenix One. No. Phoenix One's got the bye. It's Team Liquid Academy.
Echo Fox. They were last. Yeah.
Yeah. I was orange logo. I've thrown off.
Yeah. You think Echo Fox makes it out of this shit show?
For their sake, I hope they don't.
For Rick Fox's sake, maybe.
I think they need to take a long look at this roster. And the thing is, you look at them, and on paper, they're not bad.
They're not
good. But they're not a one-win team.
They just have name recognition. I think that's
But that's a problem. I mean, you know, maybe you look at them, and it's like, okay, Froggen is a good player.
He's
but,
not.
But the thing is, obviously not a player you build your whole team around.
I don't think Froggen's been a good player since CLG EU.
I think Froggen's biggest thing is he bought into his own hype.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Because he's not a bad player. I mean, let's call it what it is. He's not a bad player, but you don't build your team around a Froggen. What you do is you build your team around, you know, a good AD carry, and then you have a Froggen who is a very capable mid laner who doesn't... The thing is, he never gets crushed in lane or anything. He's just so passive.
Doesn't play the game.
No, he's just so passive.
And the meta for the last couple seasons are not passive.
No, it's not.
I mean, you can play farm heavy champs, but they're not passive.
And the thing is, he didn't always play farm heavy champs. I mean, he was the one who popularized Lee Sin mid.
Yeah, and fucking Twisted Fate.
Yeah,
Fate was unreal.
Yeah, which is ridiculous that he's kind of devolved into it. But you know, then like everyone was like had a super boner for Keith McBrief, and he's really been totally mediocre.
I think he was just a flash in the pan. Yeah, that's all Keith is.
And I think it's honestly a better team around him.
Maybe.
I think if you put a better team around him, it hides his deficiencies.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they have Big and they have Hard. And
Hard was supposed to be this fucking godsend.
Well, Hard is a really good player. But again, another guy who's a very
good... You keep saying that about these guys and they're not putting up any results, though.
Well, when you put a bunch of, you know, okay and good players together, you just have an okay team.
But they're not an okay team. They're in last place.
But that's what okay teams end up, is in last place.
No, okay teams end up in fourth place.
No. Team Liquid ends up in fourth place. That's their spot.
Exactly. Like, they're okay.
It's like a reserved parking spot.
It's got valid.
No. This is mine. But, like, you know, they're just... The thing is that okay players always just play okay.
Yeah.
And they just get outplayed constantly.
I mean, Dignitas was an okay team. Then they stayed in for fucking years and years and years.
Yeah, but Dignitas actually had, like... I mean, for all of the retarded he was, Kiwi Kid was... Or not Kiwi Kid. Cutie Pie was actually a really good AD carry.
He was okay.
He was good.
He was okay.
He was better than okay. He's better than Keith McBrief.
Yeah, that's probably true.
It's just that, like, they just don't have a really dynamic player is what comes down to. There's nobody on that team that really can carry, I feel like.
No, absolutely not.
They have a bunch of complementary players. That's all they are. It's a bunch of complementary players.
No primaries.
And then you put them on a team together, and it's like, you know, you're looking around. Who's the alpha? We don't have one. That's bad. You know, you can't build a team like that.
Nope. I don't know. I kind of hope they stay in, because I feel like Rick Fox pulls out if they go to Challenger.
I don't think he will. I think he's in it because, number one, the whole reason he did it because his son loves League of Legends.
Yeah, but does his son love the Challenger series?
I don't know.
I guess he does now.
Probably does. Does he love being a quote-unquote owner of a team? I think he stays in for another season. Yeah, I think he stays in for another season. I think if they finish last again, then he will. Because the thing is, they're not just... I think Echo Fox is actually trying to build like a an esports, like an esports organization, not just a League of Legends team.
Better hope they don't get banned.
Well, you know, don't talk to Chris Badawi, and you're fine. Don't worry about it. You're good to go.
Challenger series.
Well, yeah, challenge. Yeah, back to the challenges. Speaking of challenger series, so C9, their challenger team is they like won the challenger league. I think they finished first.
Do you have their record?
I don't.
I'm just wondering if they totally crushed it or if it was kind of a meandering success.
I don't know off the top of my head, and I'm really not going to search for it right now because I don't care that much.
Okay.
I just know that they're a team full of professional League of Legends players, not amateurs. And the C9, when they created the team, you know, with their altruistic means, was like, we're going to use this to develop good young talent and blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. This is what you want to hear. But we're going to put Balls, Lemonation, High, All Tech, and Contracts.
Yeah, they got Contracts. They have their new player that they're fostering.
He's the young talent they're fostering.
Yeah, it's like a little brother program.
That's such a bullshit team. Inori came out, was the first person to really kind of bring light to this.
Well, first pro player.
Yeah,
speak out against that.
Exactly. Yeah. And the thing is Riot kind of has a big boner for C9 because they're a really respected organization and they're run very well. And they don't do anything wrong.
They're the
poster child for what Riot wants an organization to be.
Yeah. If they do break a rule, Riot changes the rule so it's like they didn't break anything.
Exactly. You know, they're the good. They're the good child.
They're that good.
And so they have their challenger team, and they're winning. And I believe that they won the challenger league. So they're the team nobody wants to face going into the loser tournament.
Yeah, because they're an LCS team.
Because you're playing an LCS team. If you want to stay in the LCS, the fastest way to stay in the LCS is not play the only LCS team.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, and in one hand, you know, an LCS team in the challenger scene is good because it's like, if you can't beat them, then you're not good enough.
Right.
But on the bad side, it also stunts their growth.
Yeah, it stops anyone from getting into the LCS.
Because it's like, you can't beat them, you're not getting in the LCS.
Yeah.
Whereas we're a bunch of fucking old, you know, not good enough to be on other teams because they don't really want us. And really, if they win, which they probably will get into the LCS, let's be fair.
Because they just have to win one series, right?
I think so. I think something like that.
Because three teams go back in.
Right. And there's two challenger teams. It's Team Liquid Academy. And C9C, because one of them has a bye.
Right. C9C has the bye.
No. Phoenix One has the bye.
Right, but Phoenix One plays Team Liquid Academy.
Phoenix One plays the winner of Team Liquid Academy and Echo Fox.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
So I gotcha.
Only two challenger teams are playing.
Uh-huh, and one's got a bye.
No. LCS team gets the bye. Phoenix One has the bye. Team Liquid Academy plays Echo Fox.
Uh-huh.
C9C plays
Energy. Uh-huh.
And then the winner of Echo Fox, Team Liquid Academy, plays Phoenix One.
It sounds like C9C has a bye.
No, C9C...
Because they only have to play the one series.
It's not a bye, though, because like Phoenix One literally isn't playing a team. They play the winner of a game. It's really not... It's not like a bye. It's like whoever is the worst team unfortunately gets fucked and has to play an extra game, really, is what it is.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of a bye. It's like everybody gets a bye except for you.
Yeah, kind of.
It's a weird system, but I get it. You know, they don't have to pick a team to play.
Right.
You know, they play whoever gets past this gauntlet.
Right.
Of one game.
One series.
One series of five games.
So C9C probably gets in the LCS, then what happens?
Probably gets into the LCS, and then they sell their spot.
Yeah.
Because you can't have an organization cannot have two teams from the same organization in the LCS.
It's all about the money.
Yeah, that's $1 million spot.
Yeah.
As dictated, it's $1 million spot.
As dictated, in the Ten Commandments of the LCS.
Or in the fucking bunch of times this has already been done.
Thou shalt sell your spot for $1 million.
Thou shalt not sell thy spot for anything less than $1 million.
Not $999,000. Not $1,000,001.
$500,000 is right out.
$1 million is the correct number.
So, yeah. So that's, it's just, it's, and that's like, that's like all profit for them. Because you look at that team. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little quick math. Quick math magician.
Uh-huh.
$1 million is the price tag on that spot, say.
Right.
We're going to use very arbitrary.
That's your gross.
That's
game.
Your base. That's your baseline.
Yeah.
Now, you have a team of five players, four of which are former LCS pros. Mm-hmm. We're going to put a salary of $50,000 on each of them. And
right.
Just because Contracts doesn't want to feel left out, we're going to give him one too.
Yeah. And that's probably generous.
Yeah, that's probably being generous saying that Contracts, he's probably less paid than they are.
They're probably all less than 50 grand. But this,
I bet you High's not even taking a salary.
Yeah, he fucking probably just skims off the top.
Well, he just makes whatever, you know, yeah. He has his salary from C9 as an organization.
Right.
Almost definitely. But for the sake of this argument, we're going to say they all have a $50,000 salary for whatever. That's in their contract.
Right.
Contract says $50,000. So five of them,
you think
50,
when they
000,
sign these contracts, they sign it with their net handle?
I hope so.
It's got to, I bet it's in there. Oh,
it's
God.
It'd probably be like, well, Highs is his name.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, it's probably in parentheses.
Oh, my God. So,
anyway, so that's 200.
Take that shit in front of Judge Judy. I'm sorry. I'm derailing
that's
you.
That's okay. You are derailing me. So that's $250,000
mm-hmm.
is what the team is being paid.
Yeah.
So that's $250,000.
Right.
So then you're going to say we're going to also add in what like their operating cost is, I guess, as a team, you know, whatever things it takes to, you know, be C9 Challenger.
Right. You got to have a closet for everyone to sleep in.
Yeah, whatever it, whatever
buy
it
bunk
is.
Beds.
We're going to put that at 150 grand.
They tear through Lucky Charms. I mean, you wouldn't even believe it.
It's good. They're lucky.
Lucky Charms and Sunny D all day.
They mix the Lucky Charms and with the Sunny
That's
D.
How you do it.
That's how you do it.
The marshmallows get extra big that way.
Boom. So we're putting, I'm say $150,000 for a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts it at $400,000.
Right.
The cost to run C9 Challenger, which I think is a gross overestimate.
Mm-hmm.
But for the sake of argument, we're going to say that's what it is. That is a $600,000 profit.
I mean, before taxes.
That is before taxes.
Yeah.
But even still. Say it's a $500,000 profit after taxes.
Yeah.
After taxes.
After Uncle Sam takes his cut.
Yeah. $500,000 profit. Not bad.
And now you understand why Howie doesn't take a salary.
Yeah, and then you know what? You just turn around and do it again because
yep.
your players aren't leaving.
No.
You're not, I mean, and you know, once, and then when you decide, okay, Contract is ready, we're going to move him up to the main roster, you just bring back Meteos.
Yeah, easy. Easy,
okay,
easy.
He comes off that main roster, goes on fucking C9, and they become, you know, C9 circa 1996. You know? It's just, it's, and that's what, and the thing is that they can do that.
Yeah.
Which
yeah,
is
that's the, totally within the rules.
Which is the inherent problem with the Challenger series.
Yeah, is that the whole purpose of the Challenger series, it seems, has become just to sell your spot.
Yeah, to make a team that's just good enough to win so you can sell your spot to a team that isn't good enough to actually play in.
That's what Coast did. They ran a successful business on it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'd call it a successful business. I'd say a profitable business.
You make $3 million in, you know, a year and a half. Successful business.
I guess.
I think so. I think
but
that's not bad.
I would rather do it the tower dive way.
Yeah, TM.
TM. The tower dive way.
We should
way
write a
is.
Book. The tower dive way.
We should
It'll
write
be like
book.
The secret.
It is. The secret's out, though. once we publish that book.
Yeah.
So, the tower dive way. The Challenger Series no longer has a promotion.
Yeah.
You don't get a promotion. Instead, the 10 teams in the LCS have 10 sister teams.
Right.
They no longer get relegated.
This all sounds like very, like it already exists.
Like a, I know,
some,
right? No.
I feel like somebody might have done this before.
No, I made this up.
Okay, it's 100%.
We, we made this up.
Yeah, right.
This is our idea.
The Tower Dive Way trademark.
So you have Tower Dive Way, TM. So you have 10 teams in the LCS.
Right.
That's your 10 teams. They're not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are 10 teams in the challenger scene assigned to those 10 teams. Like their sister
baby
teams.
Brother teams.
Baby brother teams.
Mm-hmm.
The LCS has its worlds, its playoffs, whatever. The winner of the LCS and all of the League of Legends professional scene wins world. You get your world's cup, your world's check, your world's handshake, your world's skins.
Yeah.
You won world. Congratulations, SKT. The challenger season has a challenger cup, a challenger check, a challenger handshake, no challenger skins.
You don't get skins for challenger.
You don't get shit except the money and the fame of saying you won the challenger season. Maybe one of those teams that didn't win in America will see how good you did and, you know, bring you up to the big club.
Yeah, that's the point. That would be the point. Yeah,
or maybe not. And we'll see you next year in the challenger season.
Yeah, where you again. Go to win the cup and the check and the handshake.
Exactly.
It's an actual tournament with an actual prize.
Exactly. Because you want to know what then? Then it creates less stress of, you know, the team's like, oh, man, you know, you have less shady ownership. You have less bullshit.
Yeah.
You have more games being played for players
and then
to get better.
And then in the interim between, you know, the LCS and... You know, right after the cup, you do some pro-ams, right?
Yeah.
You kind of mix and mingle some top challenger teams and some top LCS teams, and you fucking do like an invitational tournament where they fucking duke it out.
Yeah, and you go to these places that are League of Legends starved for live events.
Yeah.
And you give them what they want, live events, where they can go, where they don't have to go to the fucking, the weird den that is the LCS studio. And sit with those other troglodytes.
Fucking man cave with the Dragon Ball Z t-shirt wrap.
Yeah, seriously, where you can just wear a regular shirt. You don't have to wear a Dragon Ball Z bowling shirt. Because all these people want to see this. And boom, problem solved. And no more shady ownership.
And it builds a fan base for your challenger teams.
Yeah. And then you also have your coveted 10-man roster where you can, you know, send up and bring down, you know, players that are performing and or not performing.
Yeah, and it's not like it's not a big dramatic fucking thing.
No, and you're not like, oh god, we don't have enough players. Well, then you shouldn't be a team.
Because
if you don't have enough players, then you don't have enough players.
Sorry, get out.
And it's like, oh well, how is a team like Phoenix One supposed to field, their sister team?
Hire more players.
Yeah, go out there and sign another team up.
That's
because if you don't have enough money to run a proper organization, then you don't have enough money to be an LCS owner.
Sorry.
You know what? You need to start really, really getting owners that you want, not that are just willing to spend money to be in the league because they think it means we're going to make money and we're going to get it popular because League of Legends is popular and makes money.
Yeah. And it's also, if you look at it from a business perspective, if I owned a challenger team and we were just okay... And we fucking made it to the LCS, and I had the choice between cutting loose now and
making money.
And making $1 million, right?
Yeah, making a fucking mint.
Or risking it all and making less than $1 million or nothing.
Yeah.
What do I pick? Fucking make $1 million, start another team.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Like,
all right, well,
it's a little callous, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm going to take that $1 million. I'm going to take, you know, 100 grand of it and roll that into a new team.
Yep.
Because I'm only going to pay my players fucking, you know, $8,000.
Yeah.
Per player. So there, boom, I got $8,000 because I'll find good young players that don't have a team and they'll be willing to play. And then maybe we'll win again. And I can, boom, sell another team spot.
Boom, $10 million.
I mean, it's a bad system that they have that you're allowed to exploit it so simply and so easily, where they're allowing a team like Cloud9, who does everything right, seemingly,
mm-hmm.
to completely bilk the system.
Game it.
Completely game it. And, like, obviously.
Yeah.
Because it's not like Cloud9's going into this going, well, we're not really trying to win. We're just trying to develop talent. No, you're trying to win, and you're going to sell that fucking spot.
And this is exactly what they're going to do, though. So they're going to sell the spot, they're going to take that money, and then they're going to just put it back into their challenger team, which is going to consist of four LCS players and probably one new guy.
The thing is, they don't have to put their money back into the challenger team because they already do, because they're salaried employees.
Oh, yeah. They already got it.
What other money needs to go into that? That's a functioning, that's a machine. Well,
it's the next year's revenue.
It's just a machine. That's all bottom line.
Yeah.
It's call it what it is, man. That's bottom line right there.
I know. It seems pretty easy. It seems like we should do it.
We just don't have the capital. We're the owners that I'm saying shouldn't own a team.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn it. The Tower Dive Way has totally disregarded the Tower Dive team.
The Tower Dive Way just unfortunately consists of not Tower Dive money.
Unfortunately.
Unless you guys really start watching our YouTube video.
Yeah, right? You guys better start fucking clicking on that.
You know what? You don't have to watch it. Just put it on play, put it on your other monitor, and just minimize.
Turn off ad block.
Yeah, keep ad block on. Please.
Nah, I'm just kidding. You guys can block the ads. I don't care.
No, don't block the ads. I'm not kidding. I want that. I want that sweet, sweet pennies.
Yeah.
Give me those sweet, sweet pennies. Which also, it's kind of funny because this sort of just came up out of nowhere. Not to jump off the challenger, bandwagon thing, but the new international player registration process, whatever you want to call it, is in effect now.
The wall that we're building around North America.
Make League of Legends great again.
It's important.
It is very important.
We were great once. Need to be great again.
Once we were great, and then we got less great. We need to be great again.
You know why we got less great?
Because we let Koreans into our
country. Oh my God, the Koreans! How dare they come in here?
Just ruining our games. Making, you know, playing better than us. How dare they? Because
with
you know,
their with team their... Impulses and their what was that team before Impulse? It was just in letters.
LMQ. They were Chinese.
Yeah, well, whatever. When you're a bigot, it doesn't matter.
Fair point. Go on.
they come in here with their solid players, making our players actually try hard to win things.
And their work ethic.
Ugh, how dare they with their practices 10 hours a day.
They're probably just drug dealers and rapists. I mean, some of them are good, but most of them are probably drug dealers and rapists.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's China and Korea sending us their drug dealers and rapists and also who happen to be good at League of Legends.
Because everyone in China and Korea is good at League of Legends. That's just the way it is over there.
It is. It's just how that's what they do over there.
So now these new rules, it's what, 4 years till you're a resident?
It's a 4 year. And like, okay, the ridiculous part of it, mm-hmm. and this doesn't count for the people that are like here already, apparently.
Like your Bjergsen. No, Bjergsen's safe.
Yeah,
because he's Bjergsen. If you're already a resident, you're fine.
The thing is, if you've already been here, yeah, like that's how they're kind of sort of grandfathered in, but not really.
Yeah,
like
if you're they already still have a resident, to wait, you're fine. But if you're to working towards your residency, it started over.
Yeah, but the thing is they're adding. They've added like you need to be working towards citizenship.
Yeah, I know. I feel like Ryan doesn't understand how difficult becoming a citizen is.
You don't just claim I want to be a citizen and then America goes,
all right. I declare citizenship.
Yeah, it's like, and America just walks over there with a stamp and you put your hand in, like, citizen, citizen.
It's like getting
citizen,
into a nightclub.
Citizen. Yeah, you know, they put a wristband on you, you know.
You're 21? Okay.
No. You can't drink. It's like that's a long process, like years process.
Yeah.
Like, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 year process.
And like you can't leave the country, can you? I'm not sure. I'm already a citizen.
We didn't have to worry about it. We were born here.
You know what's gonna happen.
They're all gonna marry
American
women.
They're all gonna get married.
Marry American women.
Yeah, or men. Gay marriage is legal in California.
Hey listen.
They can just get all the team to marry each other.
It's legal in New York too.
Yeah, oh, it's a bunch of states now.
Yeah, see?
It's not just the two anymore.
It's that exact not just those two.
We're progressive.
Yay, go America. That's why they want to marry here. But yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but you never know.
No, that'd be ridiculous. But
what if a Korean team wants to come to America,
mm-hmm.
and they just marry 5 players to 5 American girls?
They're citizens.
Then they're citizens.
Yeah.
Then by law, you can't say that they're not Americans.
Exactly. They're not imports.
They're no. Yeah, does that beat the system?
Maybe. We should find out.
Like,
get Monte Cristo on the phone. I'm sure he knows some people.
Yeah, like, I would love to see... Okay, no, I would not love to see this. But if could you imagine if a Korean team came over here and they were like, you know, their five players got married in America.
Uh-huh.
To five American-born women.
Yep, passed the INS test and everything.
Yeah, passed the INS test and everything.
Rings on fingers.
And then they're like, we're forming a League of Legends team.
Well, they had to go to the Challenger Series first.
And then Riot's like, you're all Korean. And then they just hold up their citizenship papers along with the middle finger in the other hand. And go, no, we're not.
Can you hear this? Want me to turn it up for you?
Want me to turn it up for you? Nope. No, we're not. We're not citizens. We are not foreigners. We are citizens of America. Let us into your LCS.
Oh, God. And then you know what happens. Riot makes a rule saying that you have to be, like, American-born. And then Donald Trump becomes president.
No, this is what we're all working towards. Listen, to be fair, that's probably never going to happen, the marriage thing.
That's a stretch, yeah.
But what I'm saying is it could.
It's stupid.
It's unlikely.
Yeah.
But the people that play this game professionally do dumb things.
Yeah, real
and
dumb.
And the people that own these teams do less than savory things.
Yeah, and also dumb sometimes.
Yeah, very dumb, very unsavory. So is it really that far-fetched to say that an owner would pay five American girls to marry five of their players?
They'd have to be pretty big-name Koreans.
SKT1 comes over.
Boom. I mean, that's a panty dropper right there.
Rocks Tigers comes over.
Rocks Tigers gets tired of putting up with all the sponsorships in Korea, and they're like, fuck it, we're going to America.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, it's far-fetched, but it's really, when you think about it, and think of some of the ridiculous things that have happened in League of Legends over the past few years, no, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard or craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's not as crazy as threatening somebody to take away somebody's mom's house.
Exactly.
Because they're not playing in a video game 1 week.
Yeah, it's not as crazy as a guy jumping out of a window trying to kill himself because what his coach was doing.
You know what? It's not even as crazy as one player jumping off a balcony because he was lost and he thought that was the fastest way to get to the next floor down.
No, it's not.
I mean, come on.
No, it's not as crazy as making a terrible video of you throwing out your former team's jersey and acting horrible in it.
It's not as crazy as waking up like your whole last season was a nightmare. So you open up your monster refrigerator, slam a rehab when you get back to work.
It's not as crazy as being banned for 3,000 years.
Because you talked to a player before you even owned a team.
So that means two players of people have been banned for 3,000 years. Because Apto was also banned for
3,000 years. Oh, I was talking about Badawi.
I know, you were talking about Badawi. Because Apto was banned for 3,000 years because some girl narked on him because she wanted to bang him, and he was like, no.
Oh, my God.
She's like, he's boosting.
He's account sharing.
So, no, not the craziest thing I've ever heard. Is it going to happen? No, probably not.
Yeah.
Could it happen? I'm not going to say no, it couldn't.
Oh, what does this world come to when these are the rules? Why has it got to be this complicated too?
I don't know, but if the rich Korean man is thinking about that somewhere, I'll gay marry a Korean boy for $1 million.
It better be a nice paycheck in it,
right? As long as there's a fat fucking paycheck. Listen, and no cash on delivery. Money first.
You know, I would even be okay with, like, you know, he takes care of my student loans. Done. I'm good.
I want that fat $1 million.
You want the $1 million?
I want that fat check. Listen, because you're going to get all of those America sponsorships.
Oh, yeah.
All that new world money.
Yeah. that white privilege money.
Yeah, you know it, baby. That's what they're going for. But it's like I said, it's I don't want to say it's a slippery slope, but it kind of is, because they keep changing.
They keep tightening
rules.
The regulations. And it's not, this isn't they like a complicated thing.
Not only are they tightening the regulations, they're whitening the regulations.
Oh, nice. Nice. I don't know why it has to be complicated. Fucking just make it 4 splits, you know, boom,
now
you're a resident.
Like, yeah, now it's 8 splits.
God damn. League of Legends might not even be around that long.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, I really don't like that they've grandfathered some players and not other players that are here. It's like, if you're here already,
it's because if they didn't grandfather in some players, they would fuck up their squad, and then you can't have TSM come without their squad.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that you're clearly playing some kind of favoritism.
Oh, yeah.
There's a level of favoritism happening.
It's right there.
Yeah, you know,
read
it's
between
like,
the lines, Theo.
I don't have to read between the lines. They fucking printed it in black and white for you. They used Bjergsen's name.
Oh,
he name. It just seems very absurd to me.
And they wrote like Bjergsen, etc. Like,
yeah.
Who else? Who else are you talking about?
I mean, there's like Seraph. Bjergsen and Seraph.
Oh my god.
They're safe. Everybody else, despite the fact that you've been here for 2 years, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Piglet, if you want to stay, you have to become a citizen. But I don't want to become an American citizen.
I don't even
want to
learn English.
Well, then you're never going to. Your team's always going to have to use you as an import. Despite the fact that the rules that we made originally that you came over here for, we're going to change them. So there.
Yeah.
Take that.
That's some bullshit.
It is. It really does come across as kind of petty and also like really xenophobic.
I don't want to say xenophobic, but they're definitely scared of more Koreans and Chinese coming over. And they're really, really scared of more Koreans going to China.
Yeah, they're really frightened of Koreans exiting to China, and they're terrified of there being no Americans in the American LCS.
Because they're getting kind of close.
Yeah, it is very close.
Yeah.
But their problem with that is because of their LCS Challenger Series system.
Exactly.
That doesn't promote growth for players.
Because even if a North American team does make it into the LCS,
it doesn't
there is
pay
no
for them.
Infrastructure for them to get good enough to be in the LCS.
Exactly. So it doesn't pay for them to try if you're only going to finish 7th, 8th, and 9th, 10th.
Kind of the more I think of it, the more I kind of like the idea of gatekeeper teams in the Challenger Series the way it is now. Right? Well, if they're not going to change it, you need to have a bar there, right? So not anybody gets into the LCS.
You want so you just want to keep. So you might as well just pay Cloud9 then to just
exactly.
Be a gatekeeper.
Maybe if, one more team, you know, so they can like cycle in and out. You know, like a bouncer.
Well, it's to do that though, it just seems so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It just seems like such a bad idea.
I think it's like a gym leader in Pokemon. Where you gotta you know, you beat all the other trainers in the gym, and then you get to fight the gym leader, and then you get the badge.
I guess.
And then you get the khakis, and then you get the girl.
I guess, but what happens if Cloud9 loses?
Then the team that beat them moves
I mean loses the Challenger Series and doesn't get to the Challenger, like the loser tournament.
They're always in the loser tournament.
No, you have to win the season.
No.
Oh, they're always in the tournament. Oh, you're putting them in the tournament.
Yeah, they're just in it.
They're just a boss.
Yeah. They're the gym leader.
Oh, okay.
And then when you beat them, you get 50 coins and 100 fucking Stardust.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. That makes more sense then. Okay. So there's no reason to have a challenge.
Now, it's a terrible idea.
No, it's the worst idea I've ever heard.
But with their terrible fucking format, I feel like it would spur some higher quality teams.
Because if you're going to have boss teams, we're going to call them boss teams.
Boss teams, yeah.
Boss monster teams. Then there's no reason to have a season. You just pick... All right, you're going to play, and you're going to play, and then you're going to play.
Well, no, because you got to filter out all the riffraff. So
there's
that
no
only,
reason to anymore.
Only the serious players make it to the boss fight.
There's no reason to then.
Why isn't there a reason to?
Because they're probably going to lose anyway. And in fact, now there's less incentive to play League of Legends on a professional level. If you're like, okay, I'm going to play, and I've worked really hard, and now I'm going to be against the boss monster.
Exactly. And then if you beat them, then you're in.
There's just no incentive.
I don't know. It seems like a better incentive than the way it is now. To whereas if you win this big long tournament, your team sells your spot and you get kicked out anyway.
Yeah, well, that's bad too.
So
that's
pick
pretty,
your poison.
That's I would prefer not to have poison at all.
Tough, you got it.
This is really what I'm looking for. Oh. Ultimately, I would just like a water, not a poison.
this water kind of tastes like Windex.
Oh, I'm dead. Almonds? Nope, arsenic.
I think it's pecans.
No, I think it's almonds.
Pecans.
I think it's almonds.
You're wrong.
I am?
Yep.
I'm willing to look this up right
now. Look it up right now.
Arsenic.
Pecans.
Almonds. Many types of almonds contain trace amounts of cyanide, but do not contain arsenic. Almonds.
Google what arsenic tastes like, you weirdo.
It smells like. Arsenic smells like almonds. There.
Pecans.
No. Detectives, the detective knows what many find surprising, that the deadly poison cyanide is naturally present in bitter almonds. That's why it smells
that's
like
cyanide.
Almonds. Oh, cyanide. And arsenic smell. If cyanide and arsenic smell and taste like almonds, why don't people blank? Why don't people put them on almonds to poison people? So cyanide and arsenic smell like almonds.
What does arsenic taste like?
Who does don't taste like it? Tastes like poison. Smells like almonds.
This is really, we're going to edit some of this out. This is ridiculous.
Nope, they need to know. People need to know. Yeah, arsenic smells like almonds.
I'm pretty sure it's pecans.
Nothing smells like pecans.
You smell like pecans.
No, I don't. The fact is that it's just a bad system.
It is a bad system.
That is created with zero thought as to what the damage is being done to their league as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not promoting any kind of growth.
Yeah, there's no reason to win a Challenger series.
Not to mention, I feel like if you're gonna do it the right way, aka the tower dive way,
yeah,
you're like, okay, I'm going to, this is my sister team is called, you know, Cloud Nine Cockadoodle Doo.
Right.
You know, my sister team is called Team Immortals Less Than Immortal. You know what I mean? It's whatever. And then
Demi Immortals.
And then you take all of the amateur players that are currently playing League of Legends, you know, the challenger players that aren't on a team, whatever, and then you have a draft. And you draft a team.
Yeah.
Instead of just putting a team together, you take that day and you have a draft. And then you know what? The team that finishes 10th, they get, if they, you know, they can, whatever they're going to do with their team, they get a first pick in the draft next year.
Yep.
If there's, you know, amongst the pool of players that are available that become of age, that, you know, get into the challenger challenger in ranked, whatever it is. And then they have first dibs at the best players.
Boy, it's almost like there's already a framework for this set up in other sports.
It really would seem like there is, but this is ultimately an original idea by us.
Ridiculous.
Ultimately, this is a totally original IP.
That's how we were able to copyright it so easily. No one's ever done this before.
Because no one's ever done this before. But it's just so foolish that you could do all this stuff. And you know what? Listen, the NFL draft, the NBA draft, those are like televised events. People watch them because they're interesting.
Mm-hmm. At least for the first couple rounds.
Well, exactly. I mean, the NBA draft's only 2 rounds.
Yeah.
So really, you know, to fill out 10 players, 5 players, only a 5-round thing.
Mm-hmm.
And for 10 teams, I mean, that's like a half an hour.
Or with commercial break, so maybe 45.
Well, just streaming it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, so commercial breaks.
Okay, fine.
Well, and also it's on riot time, so you got to have the 5 minutes between each thing where they can play silver scrapes. Exactly. So like 3.5 hours.
Winner! 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 So... copyright. But you could do fun things with it,
but they're not gonna ban all the Koreans.
Yeah. And you know what, Riot's mentality of, you know, we're the judge, we're the jury, we're the executioner, it's our game, we're gonna make the rules, we're gonna dictate what's right, what's wrong, and there's nothing you can do about it because we don't care, because it's not your game, it's our game.
But they do everything with the utmost care to protect the esports ecosystem.
But they're not protecting.
No, they're shitting around like a bunch of shitters.
Yeah, and you want to know what? Just say that, you know what? We're going to do things that we want to do, despite the fact that they might not be the best for business in terms of actually promoting growth of League of Legends as an esport.
So stupid.
Instead, they want to compartmentalize League of Legends as its own isolated little thing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having any kind of world tournaments or whatever, any real, you know, meaningful international competition.
They want the one.
They want that one. And yeah. And another thing, speaking of which, the fact that League of Legends is so big and has such a menial prize pool.
Yeah, still.
Like, still is just ridiculous to me. Like Dota has the international. I know Dota as a scene in terms of their league is really disjointed. It's a bunch of little events and nobody really knows what the hell is going on. But when the international happens, the international is a big deal. And they have that compendium. And the fans can buy the compendium from Steam. And all that money goes into the prize pool for the international. Why doesn't Riot do something like that?
Because they would be stealing ideas from Dota, and that is blasphemy to them.
I was going to say, you mean like the whole game?
Like the whole game.
What's one more at this point?
Yeah, right.
And they're not the only people. There are other competitive games that also do a crowdfunding for a prize pool. I forget what it is off the top of my head because I remember I was reading it and I don't remember who it is. But it doesn't necessarily be like that. But you could do something where you release, you know, like, listen, you're a big company. You have a lot of people that work for you. Make a bunch of cool skins. Hold them back.
Right.
For around world's time. Then you know what you do? You start releasing them. And yeah. You like special edition skins that are only available from this time to this time, which is the end of, you know, the end of the first few rounds of Worlds. And in every dollar that is made, you know, at least a portion of it, a percentage of it goes to the prize pool for the, you know, the winning teams.
Yeah.
So instead of having, yeah, ooh, look, $2 million. Like, what was it? The international last year was like $16 million or something absurd like that.
Right.
It's a fucking ton of money. And you know what? Make it worth it for these players.
One boatload of money.
Yes.
I feel like if you win World, you should be able to comfortably buy a boat.
Exactly. You should
with
be.
Your winnings.
And it's just as like, they're stupid little things that they don't do. That they're just like, no, we're not going to do that because Dota does that. We're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to have, you know, a depressing prize in, you know, comparison to the other ones. I think Smite even gives more for their World Championships.
Which is sad.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's a Donald Trump tweet. Smite gives more money to their championship than League of Legends. Sad.
Smite gives more money. They're fired. It's, you know, and it's
Crooked
it's
just Riot Games. Gyps players once again. Sad.
Sad. I use all the good words. I have the best words. I have the best prizes. It just seems like it just is like it's a lack of vision, but it's like a cutting off the nose to spite their face type thing.
Yeah, fuck their face.
Where they're not going to do it because Dota does it.
Yeah, fuck Dota.
Despite the fact that it's just a good idea. Just
fuck that idea.
Just crowdfunding is something that's proven to be a commodity.
It's stupid. I don't know why they wouldn't do that. I mean, they're going to sell those icons again.
And those dumb fucking toys they're going to sell.
Well, the toys aren't really world related.
No, but I'm saying is you could do so many things that are related to
there's
world.
There's tons of way to raise money just to dump it into the prize pool to make it more appealing.
Yeah, you just release world special merchandise.
Yeah.
World special skins, world special anything. You know, like I said, Dota has the compendium, which as it goes on, you level it up the more you play.
Right.
The more games you play, it levels up and blah, 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 and all that stuff. With Smite, they have They actually incorporated fantasy esports into their games in such a way where, like, it's weird. It's hard to explain, and I'm not going to because I don't fully understand it. But it's part of the currency
that's never stopped you before.
I know, but I really don't understand it because I just don't play enough Smite. So, but its thing is that they have fun. There are fun, different ways that they're incorporating and involving their community.
This podcast is going in the email straight to Mark Merrill when we're done, by the way.
Mark Merrill.
Yeah, you know that Mark guy.
Yeah, Mark.
Mr. Mark.
Trindamere. Rise?
Trindamere and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah, Trindamere and the Funky Bunch. That's the big thing, is you have this community, and they care about this game so much, like, to the point of where they're, like, ridiculous, terrible people.
They care about this game so much, they're willing to yell at Ghostcrawler for 45 minutes.
Yeah, about nothing that he has control over.
Nothing.
Yeah, but instead of finding fun and awesome ways to incorporate your fans into Worlds and into your major, major tournaments, instead you release The Shurima Desert event.
Or a half-assed bunch of SKT skins.
Yeah, that you have to redo because the community calls you out. And the thing is, like, I feel like Riot's big way of incorporating their community is getting called out when they do something fucking bad and then having to backtrack and fix it. Yeah. And then saying, you know, thanks to the community for really, you know, pointing out to us where we made a misstep. You know what? We wouldn't be where we are without our community. No, you'd be really company releasing shitty fucking skins.
Exactly.
And that's, you know, that's dumb. You know, reward your community. Man, reward your fans for being loyal and for putting up with you. Yeah. Really, let's call it what it is.
I think that's a good spot to end the show, actually.
I 100% agree.
Yeah.
I think it's an excellent part. Thank you guys so much for listening. You know, we went on tangents. We went on rants.
We got a little angry this
We got a little day. Angry. We got a little real.
Yeah.
And we got real fake at
Hashtag
times.
Real talk.
Hashtag real talk.
Hashtag real fake talk.
What was that other hashtag that we had put out?
Hashtag make league great again.
Hashtag make league great again. And there was also another one in there, but you'll have to listen to the show to get it because I don't remember what it is. Doesn't matter. I, of course, am Captain Hooks.
I'm Pan the Man.
And we will see you on the Rift of Sadness.
Bye-bye. Tower Dive is myself, Ryan Adams, and my co-host Robert Gersey. You can find more of us at youtube.com/towerdive or wherever you find podcasts. If you have any feedback, you can leave us a comment or reach out to us on Twitter @TowerDivePC.